I'm Carol Bowden, and today is Mission Sunday. I'm going to touch today on a few different missions, as well as upcoming events that we need some help for. So let me begin with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please open our hearts and minds to your voice, and let me be a conduit for the words you want shared. Amen. I was in a meeting not too long ago when this question was asked of the group. What is something that you'd like our new district superintendent to know about our church? Everyone's response began with the mission outreach that we do in the community. We're good at being God's hands and feet. We use our variety of spiritual gifts to serve our community, and we clearly enjoy that outreach. When my husband Cliff and I first came to AUMC in 2012, that was the biggest attraction to this church. You had so many missions to choose from, and everyone was glad to have an extra hand. There was joy in your giving, and that attitude hasn't wavered in the years we've been here. In fact, I think it continues to grow stronger. Today, I'm going to concentrate on missions that reach out to children. That is a very special place in the mission field. Who doesn't want to show God's love to a child? Let's begin with Family Promise. This mission, in simple terms, is helping the homeless break the cycle of homelessness. 1 week each quarter, families in the program come to our church. We give them food, shelter, and fellowship. We love on them. For anyone that's been a part of this outreach, you know the joy that comes from serving these families. Participation happens in a variety of ways. You can help set up on Sunday when the families are arriving. You can prepare a meal for them during the week. You can spend some time interacting as an evening host or spend the night as a church representative. This mission is currently led by 4 women. Martha Tice, Carla Hopkins, Cherry Marks, and Karen McConnell. Each of them cover the responsibilities of 1 week, making sure the volunteer spots are covered and fielding any questions that may arise. They coordinate with one another. They are an amazing team. They've also done this for 4 years. So it's time for someone else to take the reins. Carla Hopkins has volunteered to stay on for a transition year, so we are looking for 3 people to be a part of that team for 2019. Is it you? If you'd like more information, we have a sign-up sheet at the mission table in the Commons. The second mission that needs a helping hand is Saturday's Child. Currently, our Sunday school classes, along with the Cool People and Yap, take turns providing and delivering the food every Saturday morning. That's 52 times a year. This program is designed to supply food to those children that may get a free lunch but could go hungry on the weekend. Saturday's Child brings the basics to cover that weekend. We have had as many as 12 families in the program. Currently, we have 5. Ian Flowers heads this mission up and is in contact with the Oaks and the Timbers to identify families in need. If you feel your heart warmed by this program, we need drivers on a few specific Saturday mornings. The food will be here, but we need some help getting it to the families on September 1st and December 29th. The sign-up sheet is at the mission table in the Commons. When I first came to AUMC, Saturday's Child was my first volunteer effort. I went to HEB and I got the 10 gallons of milk in my cart, and as I was paying for the groceries, the teenage checker said, "That's a lot of milk. Is that for church?" I told him it was and began to explain Saturday's Child to him. He stopped me and said, "I was one of those families, and I've always wanted to say thank you to your church." You never know what your actions are going to mean to another person. Another mission opportunity is with Humble Area Assistance Ministries, better known as HAM. We are one of the founding churches of HAM that began in 1990 as a food pantry. Today, we are a covenant member of this amazing interfaith organization that provides for community residents in crisis by providing essential resources. For us, Shirley Novotny determines those needs and has a different focus each month for donations to HAM. This month is school supplies. So helping children is right at the top of that list. To me, school supplies say, I'm ready and I'm prepared to learn. The impact is there. Plus, in our own vacation Bible school this year, the kids collected 117 pounds of school supplies for this very cause. Children helping children. What a moment. If you're interested in pitching in on the HAM mission team, there's a sign-up sheet in the commons. I'd like to share something with you. Consider the story about a man who was walking along a deserted beach at sunset. As he walked, he could see a young boy in the distance. As he drew nearer, he noticed that the boy kept bending down, picking something up, and throwing it in the water. Time and again, he kept hurling things into the ocean. As the man approached even closer, he was able to see that the boy was picking up starfish that had been washed up on the beach. And one at a time, he was throwing them back into the water. The man asked the boy what he was doing. The boy replied, "I am throwing these washed up starfish back into the ocean, or else they'll die through lack of oxygen." "But," said the man, "you can't possibly save them all. There are thousands of them on this beach, and there are hundreds of beaches along the coastline. You can't possibly make a difference." The boy looked down, frowning for a moment, then bent down to pick up another starfish, smiling as he threw it into the ocean. He replied, "I made a huge difference for that one." That young boy was reaching out to offer a helping hand. That is what volunteering for ministry is all about. Friendship is the style for offering Christ to others. It's a comfortable setting and an easy manner in which to let the conversation flow. A good way to begin is with a silent prayer to God, asking Him to give you the words. In Matthew 10:20, from the Contemporary English Version, it says, "But you will not really be the one speaking. The Spirit from your Father will tell you what to say." Making a difference for one makes me think of Kids Hope. The goal of this ministry is to provide hope and love from a mentor. 1 hour a week for one child. Lori Sear, Sue Schreiner, and Tori Conant head up this ministry. In my own story, my dad died when I turned 6, so I was raised in a single-parent household. My mom was a great cheerleader. She encouraged me, she spent lots of time with me, and helped me succeed. When I took a test at school, I could hardly wait to get home to tell her how I'd done. School wasn't scary. And if something was hard, my mom would help me understand. I really thought everyone had someone to be their encourager, but they don't. I can't even imagine coming home after a day at school and not having someone to share it with, or struggling alone and being afraid to ask. These kids are important, and they need us to provide that missing support and encouragement. We can step into this gap and demonstrate God's love for His children. Consider it. Pray about it. You know, there's a sign-up sheet in the commons. Zoe Ministries is another important part of our mission focus. This ministry empowers orphans and vulnerable children to become entrepreneurs and have a viable trade. It takes them off the streets and moves them beyond charity. As a partner with Zoe, we pledge to help between 30 and 50 orphans in Zimbabwe. The cost was $3,500 a year for 3 years. We finished our 3-year commitment this year, collecting funds over Lent under the guidance of Jody Wappelhorst. We raised about $600 over our goal, so we're looking at getting a cow for Zoe with those funds. We have recommitted for another 3 years, so we will begin fundraising efforts in 2019 under the guidance of Shelley Royer. Shelley also has firsthand knowledge of the program and how it works, since she traveled to Zimbabwe with Zoe in 2017. We have our Zoe bookmarks at the missions table in the Commons. Please pick one up. Pray for the orphans and the Zoe program. One thing your mission team realizes is that none of this outreach is possible without all of you. And to show our gratitude, we'd like to invite you to a Mission Appreciation Breakfast on Sunday, September 16th. We will be serving a free breakfast from 9:30 to 12:30 in the Life Center. Now, those times should give you the chance to dine with us no matter what service you attend. As an added bonus, we will have our silent auction set up as an outstanding shop opportunity. We need items for the silent auction, so contact me for any donation. Usually, we have wreaths and decorative items, yard art, baskets. We'll be just in time for fall decorating, and you might even see a little Christmas. And just in case you're thinking, but what if I bid on something? Do I have to stay there the whole time and see if I'm the winner? We have a solution for that. The items will have a buy it now price if you don't want the thrill of watching the bid sheet. It will be a morning of wonderful fellowship and our way of saying thank you for stepping up when we need help. The funds raised will go to missions to be used for future mission trips, community outreach, and Zoe. Another date to mark in your calendar is Saturday, September 22nd. Our church is hosting the Market of Hope in the Life Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Market of Hope connects American shoppers with the opportunity to shop with a purpose. Now, this opportunity was brought to us by Lane Havel. Her friend, Abby Pound, is the co-founder of Market of Hope, and we're thrilled to be able to provide our space as the Texas Fall Market location for this event. Our commitment is that we have to supply the volunteers to run the booths, run the refreshments, and bake goods, and set up and tear down the event. We will also need bakers to make the baked goods. Once you indicate your interest, Lane has an online form to complete with details. I encourage you to volunteer so we can make this market a success. There's a sign-up sheet in the Commons. This is an excellent opportunity to invite the surrounding community to our church and have them see mission work in action. Who knows what seeds will be sown that day? You know, you may be thinking you're already too busy, or you may be doubting your own abilities and what you're able to share. At times like this, I'd like to ask you to consider Matthew 7:12. Identify with those in need and do for others what you would want them to do for you. I have one more story for you. You know, Journey to Bethlehem is coming up, and I'm sure you know where the sign-up sheet is. There is one more example of being God's hands and feet to children with Journey. For anyone that has served or attended, you know how much fun it is and how responsive the community is when they see the transformation of our Life Center into Bethlehem. 2 years ago, I was working registration for Journey. I was standing there directing the crowd to the picture area when I noticed a woman and a boy of about 8 standing apart from the throng. I asked the woman if they'd filled out the registration card. She hesitated before responding. Then she told me the reason she was there. Her grandson, Ethan, needed something good to happen. His father had died the week before, and it was like the life had gone out of Ethan as well. His grandma had brought him to our church, hoping to help him have a good day. But she shook her head. The crowd and the noise, it was just too much. I didn't know what to say. But then God gave me the words. I asked Ethan if he wanted to see a camel. His grandma and I held our breath. He said, okay. So I told Ethan we had to get past the line of people, but if we stuck together, we'd all make it. And I took him to the petting zoo. As we stepped outside, Ethan ran over to the little horse to try and give it a hug. One moment provided by God, one child shown his love. Thank you, God, and thank you, church family, for listening with open hearts today.